She had only seen Walsh a few times in her short life, the most recent being last summer when Betsy drove to Nashville, 7 hours in Ty's truck with a busted AC, for a visit. What she'd hoped would be a bonding weekend with her sister had turned to an unexpected babysitting gig while Jenna took on extra shifts at the coffee shop. "Actually," Jenna began, "I need a favor. Do you have a minute?" 20 minutes later, Betsy replaced the phone in its cradle. 2 weeks with Addie and Walsh. She should have checked with Ty first, but when it came down to it, Betsy could never say no to Jenna. She thought of long-ago days, lying under the bed with her little sister, eating pudding with plastic spoons, and trying to keep her from crying. She'd do anything for Jenna, then and now. A sigh ached to escape her lips, but she bit it back. Who was she to judge Jenna's life choices? From what she knew of Addie and Walsh, they were happy kids, and that spoke to Jenna's abilities as a mother. Good thing, because if Betsy had to give her any wisdom about how to be a good mother, much less try to be one herself, she wouldn't even know where to begin. At 10 on the nose, the battered gray school bus from Bankston Detention pulled up out front, and 20 teenage boys shuffled off, hormones and pent-up energy swirling around them like almost visible steam. Whether it was a group like this, a well-behaved homeschool co-op, or a YMCA camp group, Betsy knew from experience that the educational part of the field trip had to be as exciting and hands-on as possible. If she dared to talk about farming practices and environmental threats, vital concerns in the lives of dairy farmers, but boring to anyone not making a living from farming, she risked mutiny. Betsy had started the farm's educational program a couple of years ago. It had been an expensive endeavor, renovating the barn to accommodate touring facilities, but thankfully it took off quickly. During the school year, they hosted field trips from schools all across Mobile and Baldwin counties. In the summer, most were from day camps and playgroups around the area. Bankston came every week. As soon as the teachers had gathered the group outside the barn, Betsy positioned herself front and center and held her hand up. After a few outbursts, the boys quieted down. With that raised hand, she pointed out 3 children who she knew needed the most attention. The first, a tall kid with linebacker shoulders and a cocky smile, sauntered to the front of the group. The other kids laughed and slapped him on the back. Catcalls echoed off the barn walls. "What's your name?" Betsy asked him.
"Whatever you want it to be," he said with a smirk.
Gigi, one of the Bankston staff members whom Betsy had learned not to get on the wrong side of, clapped her hands once, hard.
"Jerome!"
Sorry. Yeah. It's Jerome, but my boys call me the Juice.
Farmer Juice. Betsy put her hands on her hips. I like it. The other kids laughed and Jerome did a little jig, spinning around in a circle and bowing, much to the delight of the group. Gigi clapped her hands again. Welcome to the Franklin Dairy, Betsy said. I have a lot to show you. Most of the cows have already finished their first milking of the day, but there's plenty more work to do, and I'm going to need your help with something special. She put her hand on Jerome's shoulder and led him into one of the pens, then motioned for the rest of the group to follow. Jerome's friend punched him on the shoulder.
Boy, get ready. You're going to be pulling on some...
He cut his eyes to Betsy. A sly grin crossed his face. Betsy willed herself not to smile. Teats. They're called teats.
No, sir, I'm not.
Jerome turned to Betsy. I'm not putting my hands on those things. He peered into the barn where a pregnant Holstein was undergoing a routine checkup.
That's just dirty and wrong.
They're not dirty. That's how the milk comes out. You like cold milk with your cookies? Jerome and his friend nodded. Cheese? Nodded again. Yogurt? Ice cream? Cake? None of that can be made without milk, or if it is, it's not very good. She lowered her voice to a whisper. But don't tell the anti-milk crusaders I said that. The kids looked confused.